Look, my view is this. 13.5 years ago, when we were attacked on 9/11, we were attacked by core al-Qaeda through a relatively straightforward command and control structure where they would train operatives in their camps, dispatch them, send them overseas to commit attacks. We're now in a different phase that is more complex, more decentralized, more diffuse, which involves pretty effective use by these groups of the internet, of social media, of print. And so we've got to bring to this a whole-of-government approach, which includes countering violent extremism here at home, includes law enforcement, charging people with material support, as well as the military response. And the reason I think we're all concerned about this is because it encourages independent actors who could strike with very little notice to our intelligence community or our law enforcement community here at home. And so that's one of the reasons, frankly, why it's imperative that we have a budget for the Department of Homeland Security, which is due to expire at the end of the week. And I'm assuming you'll ask me about that at some point.
I will ask you about that.